This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's consider the first point under what Paul teaches about God the Father in Romans 8, God's plan determined. This is found in verses 29 through 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Notice, as Paul describes God's plan, he uses the past tense. Before you as a believer were born, God foreknew you. There was nothing about your experience in life he didn't know in eternity's past. Nothing surprises him. He predestined your life to become conformed to the likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ. He called you into this experience. This was something he had in mind for you before you knew it. In fact, this was in his mind before you were born. Having called you, he also justified you. This was a fact in the mind of God before you responded to his call. As you contemplate what I'm saying about you as a Christian, Paul declares he already has glorified you. Your glorification is already a reality in the mind of God, even though you are still waiting for that to happen. When God determines a plan for your life, you can be sure it will happen. He is sovereign. How this happens is a mystery to us. But when we understand what Paul says about God the Father, we will agree with what he says in verse 28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.